Good morning. Something I have always struggled with is anxiety. I worry about what I will do in the future and dwell on the decisions and mistakes I have made in the past. I'm sure I'm not the only one here to do that. Living life in the moment means not constantly worrying about your future or your past. Jeremiah 29:11 is about giving God your worries and living life, the life God wants you to live. My whole life I've worried about the future. Preparing for college this past year has caused more anxiety for me than any other year in high school. Deciding to go to UT was not a difficult decision, but other aspects of college have been. I've worried about picking roommates, choosing a dorm, picking dates for orientation, and deciding what classes I'm going to need to take in my first year. I also worry about the social aspects of college, like making new friends and balancing my schoolwork and work time. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Even though we don't know what our plans will lead to, we need to focus on what God wants us to do. As long as we follow him, it will work out. This comforts me because I know that God has planned a good future for me. The summer before my seventh grade year, I dreaded going to SWAT. I didn't know any of the other people, and the older eighth graders seemed pretty scary to me. After going to my first Donuts in the Bible on Sunday morning, I realized that I actually did know some of the people my age, and the eighth graders that I thought were going to be scary were actually very nice and welcoming. We can't dwell on our futures because we don't know what will happen. But as long as we trust in God, everything's going to work out in the end. Another aspect of living in the moment is not focusing on your past. Jeremiah 29:11 states, "Plans to give you hope in a future." This means that even though everything in your past isn't perfect, it's going to work out. We can't dwell on our past because worrying about what happened doesn't change anything now. My seventh grade mission trip was to Youngstown, Ohio. One of the lessons that stuck with me most was that there's nothing you can do to make God love you anymore, and there's nothing you can do to make God love you any less. This is something that I have to remind myself of every day. No matter what bad decisions you've made in your past, God will still love you. The past doesn't matter to God. It's about what you do right now, because everyone's messed up in their past, and we can't focus on that. God has forgiven what we've done, and now we need to live today like it's a new day, and we need to do our best to fix our past mistakes. Living life in the moment isn't always easier for me or anyone. I struggle most with focusing too much on my past. I think about all my actions and decisions that I could have changed for a better outcome. I know that worrying about the past doesn't change anything for me in the present, but I still do it. To fully live in the moment, I need to stop worrying about what I could have done and focus on what I can do now to live a godly life. When we do this, life becomes much less stressful and more enjoyable overall. As I start my next phase in life, I look forward to learning how to do this better as I grow. Thank you.